Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
Hi,
hello?
my name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
And I am speaking with Miguel Cabello.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just one moment. The next question is, do you consider yourself as male or female?
No.
Male, okay. The next question. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will vote?
I'll probably vote, most likely.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Some other time.
Okay, some of the time. Let me check. Okay, next. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten out of wrong in the wrong track?
Probably a little bit off a little bit.
Okay.
Excuse me, how long is this gonna take, by the way?
It will only take a few couple of minutes of your time, so don't worry about it. Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please let me know. The first person is Leticia Perez.
Heard a little bit, not too much.
Okay. The next person is Kim Salas.
Say it again.
Kim Salas.
Kim Salas?
Mm-hmm.
No, never heard of that person.
Okay. The next one is Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom? Yes, I heard of him.
Yeah, do you think of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
A little bit unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
Kind of like in the middle.
In the middle. Okay. Neutral. And Kamala Harris?
I would say the same, kind of like in the middle as well.
Okay, neutral then. Now, and will you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I can't say because I don't know much about it.
Okay, don't worry, then no. Okay, next one. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be re-elected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Again, I don't know much about her, so I would say no, probably.
Okay, I understand. Just remember that I need to read all of these questions because it's part of this survey. The next question is, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump? A third party candidate, or are you undecided?
Undecided, so.
Undecided. Thanks. Let me read you again the question because it's part of the survey. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Do I have to pick one?
You can say again undecided or a Tea Party candidate.
Undecided.
Undecided then. Okay, next one. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, from who would you vote?
Undecided. I don't know either of them.
Okay, undecided. Next, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Leticia or Kim Salas?
Undecided at the moment.
Okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. I will read it to you, and then you can tell me what do you think is most important. 1. Housing costs. 2. Climate change. 3. Homelessness. 4. Crime. 5. Jobs and the economy. 6. County taxes. 7. Roads and traffic.
Jobs and economy.
Jobs and the economy, thank you. Now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. The first statement is, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is that very convincing? Not at all? A little? Somewhat? To support her?
A little.
A little. Okay, thank you. Next one. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that the new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
A little bit.
Thank you. Next one, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
A little bit,
thank you. Then, the next one is, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that footholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Convincing.
Somewhat convincing, okay. Next one. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She will work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Somewhat
convincing. Okay. We're just about to finish, sorry. Allow me just a few more minutes. Of course, remember that all your responses are very helpful, and I'm very thankful that you're helping me with this. Next one. After hearing some more information, if the election for Kent County supervisors were held today, and the candidates were Leticia Perez and Kim Salas, for whom will you vote?
Undecided,
thank you. Again, sorry, it's just part of the survey. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, will you vote for Leticia Perez or Kim Salas?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. The first statement is, we have three. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest in the indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community services for her offense. Does that give you very serious doubts to vote for her? Serious doubt, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
A little bit of doubt.
Okay, minor doubt. Next one. As county supervisor, Perez has good funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Does that give you very serious doubt, serious, minor, or no real?
A little bit. Minor. Minor.
Minor. Next one. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Does that give you very serious doubts, minor, or no real?
Minor.
Minor. Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I am a third party.
Okay, third party. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? Or neither?
Probably neither, to be honest.
Neither.
Correct.
Okay. Next. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College. Okay. 4-year college graduate or 2 years of degree?
2 years of degree.
Okay, thank you. In what year were you born?
April 2nd, 1999.
Okay. 1999. Next. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. You or any household member or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My first name?
Yeah.
Miguel.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I'm very thankful that you're helping me with this. And thank you so much. Have a good night, Miguel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.